This is The Fallout. Now on The JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, we wait for this every week. Has your team made The Fallout? Well, if we believe you're worthy, you will make it. Number one, Clemson, where we begin, takes on Charlotte. Come on, a little girl? You're picking on a little... Oh, it's a school. I'm sorry. Here's Don Munson from Learfield IMG College.
Works off the left hash, wants to throw. Looks downfield and is going long, running Higgins and hits it in stride. And he'll take it into the end zone. Touchdown. Well, that didn't take long. A 59-yard pass. And Clemson strikes just like that.
You want the bad news? Clemson's already played the toughest game they'll play all year, Texas A&M. Oh, and then they played that powerhouse Syracuse. They win 52-10 over Charlotte. Trevor Lawrence threw two first-half touchdown passes. Clemson wins its 19th straight with a 52-10 victory. Fifth straight season, the Tigers have opened 4-0. They go to North Carolina next Saturday. Whew, that'll be a nail-biter. All right, number two, Alabama taking on Southern Miss. Oh, my gosh. When do the real games start? Here's Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College.
First and 10 from the 18. Play action again. Tua looks. Judy wide open. Near side. Touchdown, Alabama. That'll be 17 yards officially. Shannon Showers was there watching, but could do nothing as Tua and Jerry Judy combine for another passing touchdown.
Alabama wins by 42 points in a snooze fest. Tua, 293 yards, five touchdowns in three quarters. Tagovailoa now has 17 touchdown passes without throwing an interception this season. Now they get to host Ole Miss next week. Again. Oh, boy. Wake me when the real games start. Now, this was a real game last night in Athens. University of Georgia taking on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Here's Scott Howard from Learfield IMG College.
Third down. Fromm going to throw it for the corner of the end zone. Cager makes an adjustment, makes the catch. Did he get the foot in? Yeah! Touchdown, Lawrence Cager spinning in the air, getting a foot in out of the side of the left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Cager. Touchdown, Georgia.
Georgia wins 23-17 in a game that was much closer than anybody would have expected, including a halftime lead for the Fighting Irish. Fromm, 20 of 26 for Georgia, 187 yards. DeAndre Swift, 98 yards and a touchdown. The Fighting Irish are now 8-29 against top 10 teams since Lou Holtz left 23 seasons ago. Kirby Smart says, this is a good test.
I think when you get tested, you find out something about yourself inside. You look inside yourself when you're getting tested, and there's some guys that had to look inside themselves. So they had not been tested like that, and how are they going to respond? And they came out fighting. You know, we showed the guys the Matt Hughes, Frank Trigg UFC fight, and in the end of the fight, he says, you know, you're never out of the fight. You're never out of the fight. He came back from having been down and almost in a submission position, and he just said, you're never out of the fight.
Okay, that's much more than I needed to know about a UFC fight, but good job, Coach Kirby Smart. LSU, they're rampaging. Chris Blair from the LSU Sports Radio Network has the call.
Joe, quick fire. Chase has it across the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 45 of Vandy. Gets to the far sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! 51-yard touchdown pass for Jamar Chase, who just outran the Commodores for pay dirt. That extends the lead 37-10 for LSU.
LSU ends up winning 66-38. Joe Burrow with four touchdown passes. That was a school record. Then he added two more. He threw for 398 yards. Tigers scoring their most points this season and most ever in a regulation game against an SEC opponent. They've got an open date before hosting Utah State on October the 5th. It's the Fallout here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Number six, Ohio State, taking on Miami of Ohio. The beaches there are beautiful. Paul Keels from Learfield IMG College with the call.
Justin Fields alone in the backfield by himself. Gets the snap. Backpedals to throw. Looks, throws. Long, middle of the field, end zone. Caught, touchdown, Benjamin Victor. Benjamin Victor, who had a defender stalking him right down there, safety Mike Brown, but he hangs on and makes a tough catch. Benjamin Victor for his second TD of 2019 on a 30-yard pass play.
Ohio State wins 76-5. Yeah, 76-5. Justin Fields, four touchdown passes, rushes for two more. Then he sat out. Fields has accounted for 19 touchdowns in the first four games. Wow. All right, Auburn, number 8. At number 17, Texas A&M. I doubted Bo Nix here. I may sound really dumb after this highlight from Andy Burcham on the Auburn Tigers radio network.
Dual wide receivers to the right, Stove and Canella. Nix from the gun. One step drop, throws it on the slant. Williams, does he get in? Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Seth Williams, on the slant. 9 yards for the score.
By the way, Andy Burcham, you're doing a damn good job. Really interesting calls. Bo Nix throws a touchdown pass. Texas A&M goes down. That's a win for Auburn, 28-20. I doubted Bo Nix, and I believed in Kellen Mond. He had 335 yards passing, but a lot of it in garbage time. Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn said his team is making great strides.
It's a very quality win for us. This is a big win in a lot of different ways. For the standpoint, the first conference game, our schedule is a handful. I think everybody knows that. But it was a quality win. I'm really proud of our team. We still got areas we got to improve on. Our quarterback, he's growing up before our eyes. I mean, first road start in this environment against that team. He did a really good job for us.
He did a great job making guys like me look stupid. All right, so they win 28-20. Florida pounds Tennessee 34-3. Mick Hubert from Learfield IMG College with the call.
Van Jefferson goes out wide to the left. The Gators have a tight formation. P. Ryan is the running back. Lucas Kroll is a tight end. Now here's play action as Trask looks to throw. Down into the open end zone. He got a receiver. Touchdown! Freddie Swain! Oh, my! Beautiful aerial strike. It's now 23-3.
Kyle Trask, 293 yards, two touchdowns. Gators' 14th win in the last 15 games against Tennessee. Number 10, Utah, Friday night at Southern Cal. Wow. You thought this would be a chance for Utah to establish itself as the answer in the Pac-12. Now we have more questions. Here's Pete Arbogast on the USC Radio Network.
On first and goal at the 4, Trojans looking to go up 2 scores with 7 minutes to play in regulation time. Fink on first and goal. Moves step from the left side to the right side. Hands it off to Marquise. Over the left side. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, USC!
USC defeats Utah 30-23. Fink with 351 yards. Michael Pittman Jr. caught 10 passes for a career high, 232. Unbelievable. Number 11, Michigan. At number 13, Wisconsin. There were people that actually believed that Michigan was better than Wisconsin yesterday. Don't believe those people. Stop reading them. They should be on the, like, some other beat. Here's Matt LePay from the Learfield IMG College Network.
And the handoff goes to John Chanel, the fullback, into the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. John Chanel, the sophomore, out of Grantsburg, Wisconsin, makes it 34-0. Badgers with 5:13 left in quarter number 3.
Throw out everything else that happened from that point on. It didn't matter. Jonathan Taylor ran for 203 yards, two touchdowns. Michigan gets pounded 35-14. Congratulations to Wisconsin. Jim Harbaugh, you got more excuses for us.
We're outplayed. Out prepared and out coached. Out played the whole thing. I mean, both offensively and defensively, it was thorough. It was we knew this. You know, we knew it about their team. I mean, if they got the ability, they're good enough. If they play good enough, they're good enough to beat you thoroughly. And that's what happened today.
There you go. So no excuses offered. No answers either. If your team didn't make the fallout, it's not my fault. Tell your AD, tell your head coach to coach better, get better players. Those are the teams that are in the mix to be in the Final 4 here in the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.